Hi, friends. In this podcast, I'm going to tell you what happens when you have a doubt. So what actually happens when you have a doubt and it affects your thoughts, emotions, and you stop doing things? You know, the worst part with doubts is they create stress because there's anxiety. You don't have this ambiguity and you want to overcome it, come with it, but you are not making decisions. So you are stuck at one place and you are not moving ahead. So whatever you are doing in the current scenario, but you are not doing it, that means you are stuck and you are not taking actions. So the worst part of doubts is that first of the create stress, stops you in decision making, and the third one is it stops you to start anything that you want. 80% of times doubts are the creation of our own mind. This is what research says, that whenever we want to start something or do something, first of all, doubt comes whether this will happen or not, if it didn't work or not, should I buy this or not, should I meet this person or not. So somehow all these doubts we carry each and every day in small things and create anxieties for ourselves. So in that situation, what you can do is that if the doubt is definitely a creation of your mind, this 80% times this happens, so what you will do it, you can check your positivity ratio. So what does it mean is that you can address the doubt ratio and your positive ratio. Like if you are positive about anything 70% to 80% and your doubt is just 20% or 30%, but it is, or even 5% at times, or 1%, but somehow it is stopping you in making decision and taking action. So you can just check consciously your positivity ratio. If it is positivity ratio is higher, it's more than 60%, 70%, this is the situation when you can take a risk and just go ahead and do it. Because when you are doing, actually you are making decisions and you are coming in the state of taking action. And that is a very powerful and positive state. And you, even if you had a doubt earlier, you will find yourself more positive and relaxed. But remember here, address your positivity ratio. It should be higher than the doubt. Yeah, it should be quite higher than the doubt. So, and just if it's your thought of the brain, just go and do it. Myself, Anjali, EI expert and coach. If you want to connect with me, address, get clarity, connect with me on for coaching sessions, or just join my program based on emotional intelligence. It is powerful. Emotional intelligence is powerful. This is the only skills that balance all areas of your life. Visit my website, www.anjalithacoach.com. See you. Keep listening to my podcast and do share this podcast as well.